Nick, we made a mistake.
Yeah, we brought Howard Stern onto the podcast.
somebody with an actual good influence on us.
Yeah,
because we wanted to end this off.
Yeah,
we really did. Like
so it's a bad influence. What you're trying to say?
Quite possibly, but maybe we could actually have some enlightenment. Somebody with like I don't know a brain.
Yeah.
Okay. And we wanted to bring in guests at some point and stuff like that. And I'm not opposed to bringing just about anybody. Like, I really do like hearing other perspectives and shit like that. But there have been people that I've met who listen to this podcast for whatever fucking reason.
I don't know why you would.
It's ridiculous. But they were like, oh, yeah, I should be in a podcast. I should be in the podcast. And I'm like, ha, yeah. Yeah, you should.
If we have standards,
shit. I'm going to bleep out this name, but here we go.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
that's problematic. No,
we're not going to do that. But this person that we got today is actually a genuine good human being. I've known him since I was about 16 years old. This is Noah, everybody. Please say hi, Noah. Say hi.
What up?
That's Noah's part of the podcast.
All right, so we go. Anyways, on that note, we're going to stop now. But, again, he's got a lot of really good stuff to say and stuff like that. One of the most incredible things about you is that you have lived as a pastor's kid and turned out just fine. Like,
fake news.
Live leak pops up in the corner.
He's about to get smitten by God right now.
Video drops to 480p.
Because, like again, plenty of the things that we talk about here is politics, religion, aliens, and Joe Rogan. And
Joe Rogan is an alien.
Reptilian, bro. Get it straight.
So, again, with having this much influence in your life, we really want to know, like, what the important things from your perspective, like, is Mark Zuckerberg an alien?
Fun fact, no, he's actually a robot sent by aliens that were actually created by the reptilians.
The reptilians were contracted out.
It's a food chain, yeah, actually, they run a really cool business. They actually put the floors in last week, so that was neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Took a fat one on the floor, but that's why I put that up, it's fine.
So in that case, what is the purpose of Mark Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg is here to watch us and make sure that we don't do the nasties, which is why Facebook never works.
Friend got banned on Facebook for calling the Skyrim character Nazim, the Cloud District guy, quote, a little bitch, and his whole Facebook account got terminated.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Fucking Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, that's weak.
I know. Like, it's so underwhelming. Like, there's videos of, like, people putting cats in fucking microwaves on Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook is such a weird, like, hodgepodge mess of absolute garbage.
Yeah.
Because there was that time just a little while ago that they had that, chick that leaked all the information about Facebook and how they literally promote, like, far right mentality and stuff like that.
Just because it gets people to go on there and look.
Exactly.
Well, it's not even like they do that to, like, attract a very specific, like, they do
to attract everyone.
Yes.
Well, no, like, because the thing is that obviously you have to understand that their major market would be people that typically lean towards the left.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you can, because you're posting something that I want to see is great. But making me pissed off enough to come there and stay is a whole nother level.
Yeah, it's always fascinating just opening up any social media. And I'm already terrified of, like, most apps on my phone.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll say stuff out loud.
Yeah.
And then, like, my phone will, like, I pop on Instagram. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, fucking toaster ovens or some little shit. Condoms. And, like, I'll get an advertisement right then and there. It's
toaster oven condoms.
You'll get,
you'll get a YouTube link that just tells you why you shouldn't put condoms in your toaster.
But, like, there's
safety video.
Yeah.
Especially,
Josiah, Google is concerned for you.
But, like, especially with, like, Google and Facebook and stuff like that, you'll get stuff that is, like, promoting conflict, promoting confusion.
Right.
And there is literally no benefit to that whatsoever other than profit over people's fear.
I mean, here's the thing. Pointing out conflict is important. It's just
sure,
the manner
exactly.
in which you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way that they do it is purely just to...
Provocative.
Yeah, bring people in. But in reality, they're not informing you on an issue. Because if it's an actual issue, inform people. People need to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? But they kind of, like, oh my God, social media is falling after the regular media? Right? Like, no. Like, they obviously, like, it promotes a level of... For me, it's promoted a level of distrust and distaste
absolutely.
For... any and all media. Like, I literally sit in my room, stare at the wall.
It's more constructive.
Honestly, construction.
Yeah.
But like, there's at one point this one chick on Instagram that I follow. I'm pretty sure she listens to this podcast, so I'm sorry I'm giving you shit for this. But
was it the one you already gave shit?
No. This is a different one. Here's but she more. Since we were loving supporters of the one Donald Trump.
Yeah, of course. We endorse our favorite guy.
Our favorite.
After me, Donnie.
Daddy Donnie. But like, wear me like a pink earring. Anyways. But like, again, this was months after this guy has been out of office.
Okay? Yeah.
And it was just like a random article from like, it wasn't even like a quote unquote, it wasn't even like a quote unquote legitimate source like the Washington Post.
Yeah.
But it said, like, allegedly, Trump said Hitler did some good things. And she posted it on Instagram. And she's, I'm not fucking surprised. This guy's on. I text her. I'm just like, hey.
Did you read the article?
Yeah. Allegedly? I looked through the article, which I can almost guarantee you she did not.
Yeah.
And it said, was literally like a person heard from another person that Trump said under his breath at a meeting that Hitler did some. I'm like,
I heard this from a friend of a friend of a guy that I kind of know.
That's, don't get me wrong. Like, I hate the guy.
Absolutely.
Like, that's literal slander.
Yeah. And the thing is, he could have said that. He really could have said that. Sounds
maybe
like something he would say. Probably. But the fact that we are giving so much attention to a guy that should be considered irrelevant at this point.
Yeah.
Until he starts campaigning for his next fucking big break in 2024. Then I think we should focus on the issues that we have right now with our dear Lord and Savior, Joe Biden. Like, the guy is has 2 feet in the grave.
He's still missing out on my Biden bucks, by the way.
I never got mine.
Oh, you're a huge proponent of like tax evasion, correct?
Absolutely. I haven't paid my taxes.
I have like several offshore accounts in Cuba right now.
Actually, fun fact: I don't exist according to the
IRS. I've actually burned my finger.
No, that's actually crazy. Like, do you know how long? So I lost my social card. It got in the wash.
Wow.
Right, and it took me forever, to get my. to get a new social card because I had no way to prove that I was myself. I had no tax information. I didn't have a debit card.
Right? Take advantage of that shit, man. You don't exist.
I commit a crime. You can't arrest me. I just phase right through the cops.
But isn't that crazy?
Plus, unless they watch you do it, man. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, though, that so much of the importance of your place in society is on a very, very fragile little card?
Piece of paper, not even plastic.
I've got that shit laminated, man.
Yeah,
I thought about that, but I'm also lazy.
And
let me correct that. My dad did that when I was a kid. Probably wouldn't have laminated myself.
Honestly, it's crazy how much of your life is dependent on a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? How much, like, you can't get a job without a social card.
Uh-huh.
You can't prove that you live where you live without a social card. You can't buy a house. You can't, you can't even go to shelters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a social card.
Yeah.
Why? Because we can't prove that you live here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it adds so much paranoia to, like, having it with you. Because, like, again, before I moved out, my dad just held on to it. And, like, if I needed it for something, I was like, dude, I need my social card. All right, go get it.
Yeah.
And, like, I had that trust. But now that I've, you know, been living on myself for the past couple years or something like that, I have it with me. I'm just like,
what if it gets stolen?
Yeah. I don't feel like I should be trusted.
Yeah.
It's not a joke. So, one thing, going back to Mark Zuckerberg, because he's a great guy.
Smokes meats, you know.
he recently had the announcement and shit like that they're switching their parent company name to just Meta. And have you looked into his like the VR kind of?
I have not.
It's really really weird. And I you know,
he's just making brisket simulator. That's all he's using Facebook's money for.
Stirring.
His real passion is slow cooking brisket, and he's going to make a VR experience so humans can do it.
It's so unseasoned.
VR cookie clicker or some bullshit.
But like, just wiggle your finger.
But like this, when Lord willing, I survive to like 70, 80 years of age.
Okay?
Please,
that, man.
Please do.
Lord willing.
Keep growing your hair out. I want you to look like a wizard.
Oh, I will.
Dude, that's what I'm trying to do.
Hell yeah. You're a good line there.
I look like the wizard that like got his powers from like copious amounts of PCP.
Yeah.
And he just sees shit that no one else can see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's called a high.
But like,
neither of us are high right now at
maybe.
All. I've never gotten high. I've never robbed gas stations. I've never committed arson.
Yes, officer, I am sober.
As your eyes are just popping out.
I'm going with your puzzle piece eyes and your fucking panda hat off.
fucking smoking weed is counterproductive.
But again, he had this whole like announcement of he's literally creating a VR world. They're creating a VR world where you can literally have a job.
Oh, I was like, Microsoft?
Internet. Does it pay you?
Yeah, like there will be office jobs in this. And he's like explaining it.
Oh, you can do an office job from home in a VR setting.
Exactly.
Why would you want to do that? You could sit on your couch and jack off while sending emails.
Or you could be a normal adult.
But I like my option better.
But when, you know... When I'm like 80 years old, I want to be that, you know, older person. I was like, you know, I'm going to stay with the times. I'm not going to be
ignorant. The times are changing, man.
Yeah. I'm not going to be ignorant or like, oh my God, these kids on the internet.
But I'm already like that.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I'm already feeling those tendencies.
It's hard not to.
Of like, oh, these kids on their TikToks and their...
With their fucking Milky Plier YouTube subscription.
But like, again, shit like Elon Musk, like Neuralink stuff. This metaverse thing coming out, I'm looking at that, I'm like, I don't want that shit.
I want them to put an off button in there that, like, I can use.
But, even though that
hour now. All right, I'm going into a coma for, like, 8 years.
Even though those, like, if there was, like, an off switch.
Yeah.
Or, like, a, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. You know there's going to be a chance for them to, in some way, shape, or form, get your information. Like,
yeah.
You see laptops and webcams that have, like, oh, we have the little sliding thing.
Yeah.
That covers it up for the government. Yeah. Like, again, just...
Here's my thing, and it actually brought it up because he brought up the chip thing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Just a little, like, insight. So when you remove, like, for some cars, if you remove the car battery, you can turn off the computer, and then it'll take up to, like, 40 minutes to 5 hours to reboot your car.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And you have to go, like, for, like, BMWs, you have to go to the dealership so that they can reset your computer and link your car battery to your car. Right, and the problem
Instead
with that
just
is
connecting it with wire.
The problem with that is in order to run a chip for that,
there will have to be
a computer hooked to you. Because if you go to put yourself in a coma, right? Like just for example, right? You got to like power down.
Mm.
If you have no like memory saving at all, you wake up and you're just paralyzed, I guess, because your body doesn't know how to use it. So.
Yeah. Well, one question, now that you're talking about the powering off thing and stuff like that,
executive
and like having, and quote unquote saving, this was very early in
just
our...
Just going to do a quick save and rob a gas station.
There's like...
Sure, what the hell's wrong with you?
But,
turn off.
This was like episode 3 or 4 of our podcast and stuff like that. And we were definitely not high, officer. But like, I brought up, like, okay, hypothetical, because, again, you would consider yourself a traditional Christian, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you believe in a legitimate heaven, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because so, this is hell. No.
That's why I walked through the 9 circles of hell. I find that the teens are no longer with the same time as me, and I don't like that.
I reach the 7th circle, I am tripped in my mirror.
This is hell. I sprained my ankle. Dante's Inferno was real.
But like your consciousness goes to heaven, correct? That's what you would
assume, soul. But yeah,
okay, soul. Your
whatever.
Your spirit.
Dude,
whatever.
I just want my empty husk to go to heaven. And I just want to see how they all react.
like
there's a body here.
And a flock needs to
float. You just land on a cloud. And everyone's just
it's still affected by the wind. So it's just
you've got like glitchy like video game physics.
Like Bethesda.
Yeah. You have too many saves on Skyrim and everyone has a seizure.
It's just Cyberpunk Gmod, you're like halfway in the ground. It's like,
come on, get me the rest of the way.
You gotta stick the kettle in the corner and walk into the car.
You gotta take the gravity gun and you gotta just jerk just up and down
as fast as you can.
Guys just giving you CPR and shit like that. And you're just like, oh fuck. But like,
don't wake me up.
But okay,
Peter himself is giving me chest compression.
But going back to this heaven concept, I mean, your spirit, your soul is up in heaven and stuff like that. Everything from the spiritual realm is in heaven, okay?
Right.
But say, you have this Neuralink thing, where you have this metaverse thing, and you download your consciousness, your spirit, your soul, or whatever,
to
a computer, exactly. And you exist in the metaverse.
When someone's toddler like puts a cookie in the laptop and just slams it open and shut 18 times?
Oh my god!
Yeah, would your consciousness be erased? But then again,
you're in heaven and you just get
first of all.
But hold up! First of all, what computer are you using that still has a floppy disk drive?
No, I said put it in the laptop and just smash it over.
Oh, okay.
So like a
Oh fuck! Didn't you like have like a piece of grain of rice in between like your laptop and like crack the screen?
No.
That wasn't you. Oh, no, I swear to God, that somebody
happened.
But yeah, so you have like your consciousness up in heaven, your spirit in heaven, but also you have your consciousness on a Neuralink in the metaverse. Which one of those consciousnesses is you? Which one is you?
Well, okay, so assuming
did you create a new version of
that? Yeah, so that's actually the real question is okay. Because every time you download something, mm-hmm. it does not get rid of the original something. You just receive a copy of it.
Okay.
Right? So the question is, will the copy ever be as good as the original? Not for me, sorry. No. will the copy ever be as good as the original? Will it match you completely will there be smaller things? Dog, could you imagine you do that and you get lag? Right, but like no, like
dude, my liver's acting up. I'm lagging real hard right now.
Give me a second. I need my coffee.
Shit. So you're saying it would just be a separate copy, right? Of yourself. Yeah. No. Okay.
So I would assume the almost as if to use a word incorrectly, a remnant.
Okay.
Would be like a remnant of yourself.
Dude, there's just money all over your room, man.
Yeah, I'm just there's some like fucking
because he's
here.
Mark Zuckerberg, bro.
He's got a hole that's about.
Exactly.
36 cents.
The more you guys talk, the quicker I can download your consciousness. And
he's currently getting voice lines for us. Uh-huh. And if we say enough, he'll be able to make it sound fluent when he makes
absolutely.
Us say whatever he wants.
And that
he's
is going to
have
point.
Me say some like racist shit, but I didn't say it.
Huh. Jew.
Except the J word, man.
Jew.
You're making fun of me. Mm-hmm.
And so this is an interesting topic that I've been kind of diving into a little bit. Is the essence of consciousness as a whole. Mm-hmm. And one thing that always freaks me out, like I didn't realize this till like several years, just a couple years ago, is that not everybody has an inner monologue. Now, do either of you have an inner monologue?
I don't.
You do and you don't? You do?
Yeah.
To an extent, okay.
To an extent, yeah.
So
if I'm talking, I don't, but like I'm thinking, I do.
That, cause
and I don't talk and think at the same time, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, you have to think about what you're saying.
I do it out loud.
But like I ended up meeting a couple people who legitimately do not have an inner monologue. They don't.
They're
think
not
that
human,
way.
Man.
And I
they're actually called racists.
They are racist.
Would you, if you had the guaranteed chance to become the president, would you do it?
Fuck no.
Well, no. Here's the question.
We talked about this, and I'll answer after you.
Know. Okay.
There's. I have a couple questions about that.
All right.
Do I have guaranteed safety?
Yes.
At all times, like there's no
perfect.
Chance.
There's no chance that a JFK situation will happen.
That's literally what I want to happen.
Oh, shit.
Can you hit the off button? I can't reach it. Use your gun.
My car is an open top. We got a really good guy from the CIA right here. And we're going to blame someone else. And
the Russians, primarily.
Well, I mean, like, here, like, dude, like, the real question is.
The moon was orange the other day. There's commies on the moon. I'm having a way to turn it red. Like, that's a question. It's like, if you die, like, what sound do you want it to make? I want it to make the sound like when you put toaster strudels in the oven, it goes ding.
God, I gotta think.
Like the timer's up.
I want like, you know Zach Hadle?
Yes.
I want like his screech with like reverb.
No, it's the perfectly cut screams. Ah,
but he like echoes like ah, and then
just echoes in the distance.
Well, I'd want like the macaroni with the chicken strips, like that sound right there. That's what
I would
want.
You had a 308 round, basically just demolish half of your head, and you're just like macaroni.
half of your mouth is gone. Macaroni with the chicken strips.
Oh, what will I tell my wife?
Just like 5 seconds before you die, it just starts. Oh no! Our table is broken.
And then you just flop.
Yeah, you fall in the glass.
No, you get shot. And it makes a glass sound.
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
Hold up, that's like some meta Tom Cruise movies.
Yeah, I love that. Shit. Well, shoot. Okay, you know Ronald Reagan. Okay.
Of course I do. I fucking hate him.
Yeah, he ain't like you know the bestest individual out there.
Yes.
But there is
I literally have a shirt that says extra money best.
Yes. Extra asbestos. I have a shirt that literally says fuck Ronald Reagan.
But look, I have a Ronald Ray-Bans pin asbestos. Right up there. You see that pin? It says Ronald Ray-Bans. But like
are we talking about something?
Yeah, Ronald Reagan, okay? There's that one point where like a balloon popped at one of his rallies and stuff like that while he's having a speech. And again, it sounded like a gunshot. He's like blah 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 and he goes blah blah blah. Missed. Blah blah blah.
Like God, that's kind of that, once.
That's kind of badass.
Confidence.
Yeah, that's kind of it's kind of
was
like,
it before or after he actually got shot,
and that was after.
Can't tie it up,
but like
anymore, man.
talking about my hair.
No, we're talking about we're
not
just like,
since the incident with the kerosene man.
We're doing a Japanese bondage on Nick at this
it's
very moment.
Really, no, we're doing Tom and Carrie, and they're stomping on my balls right now. But like, but they're actually like women.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what you have to do
with the large stilettos. You know, extra imprint damage.
But exactly.
There's a I literally just it was actually going to be a really good thought, and I
this is a better thought for me at least.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, absolutely. Maybe not for the rest of us. I'm uncomfortable, awkward boner, but that's whatever.
Japanese boner.
Well, you can fix that. No.
Shit,
if you get all the way.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah, go for it.
Just for a moment, like while I'm here, I really just want to staple like who I am as a person. Just
to, yeah, go for it, man.
In case I'm ever back on.
Yeah.
Josiah. Right, but
no, you're genuinely one of the people that I really do appreciate coming on here. I really do believe you have insight that is very beneficial.
I thought it was super hilarious. You're like somebody with like a brain. I'm like, oh man, me and my two brain cells.
I was like, I don't think any of us have that.
I mean, I got like two cells floating around up there, kind of like the last two.
They're
like
not
Cheerios
even
in the bowl. Yeah, sometimes they connect and I have an idea, but that's very rare. But so you kind of introduced it as like, yeah, no, we talk about like religion, politics, and a lot of stuff like that. And I thought it was awesome that you managed to appreciate the fact that I kind of turned out normal.
Yeah.
You're a very competent person, I would say.
Thank you. The trifecta.
All things have been fulfilled.
Yes.
All things have been filled.
All holes filled.
Mm-hmm.
Triple P. Right, but I just like I remember because you mentioned the podcast like a little while ago, and I remember like listening to it at work. Can't tell you where I work. Sorry.
See, at the strip club, everybody.
First of all, I'm working the corner on 8 Mile and Hoover. Selling my body for Flintstones gummies. So.
You know they wrote a song about you. The police did. It's called like Roxanne or something.
Roxanne. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
and then we just get demonetized right then and there.
Roxanne. Right, but I just there's a lot of stuff like especially when it comes to like religion.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like technology and stuff, like this whole like the chip is the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dog, the hell are you talking about? What are you?
Yeah,
I'm a Christian.
Why are you in my house?
Well, like it's so.
I thought we only saw you at Thanksgiving, and we had to kick you out every time.
There's this again going to that notion of Christians not really being able to accept or very hardcore traditionalist Christians because there's some
basically anybody over the age of 70.
There you go. So, but this guy is actually a young dude. That's the issue. Okay. Again, he made some kind of freak nasty things on his Instagram story. But like,
he's going to hell for that.
I wanted to actually get his full perspective on religion and stuff like that. And we're doing our best to understand each other. And this guy is very clearly hard set in his ways.
Yeah.
Which to an extent I can appreciate.
Yeah.
That. Being able
you
to
can respect the devotion.
Exactly. Like if I knew again, I believe to an extent of some aspects of Christianity, but like. I can never fully truly know the fact that so many Christians do like feel like they know. I'm like, I respect that.
It's like I hate when like don't get me wrong, like believing in what you say and believing in what you're supposed to is great, but I could never stand it when everybody like they're always like, yeah, no, I know this is real, and I'm like, well, how do you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, this happened to this person. I'm like, so you have no personal experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. This, right. And like, don't get me wrong. I do have personal experience. Mm-hmm. I should have been dead a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right. And it's truly a miracle of God that I'm still, walking the face of this planet.
And that's great. Yeah.
Right. I mean, like multiple occasions, like when I was 9, I was attacked by a pit bull and it was going for my throat. I wouldn't even say instinct because there was no thought to it.
Dude, that's fucking scary. That happened to me with a German Shepherd.
Yeah, bro. I got like bite marks all over my elbow and like I was 9. Right, I was in no position to be fighting dogs.
That would have killed you, dude.
Right, it should have killed me. There was a time when I was like super depressed, and I jumped out of a 2-story window. It hurt really bad, but didn't work. But it's what's crazy is that I landed top down. I didn't land on my feet.
Yeah,
right. I should have died.
Yeah, if you land on your head.
So I'm trying to figure out why he's got me here.
Yeah,
but there's a reason.
But like, it bothers me because they always go like they say they know a lot of stuff that nobody does. Like they're like, I know that this is the mark of the beast. I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah.
There's literally no detail.
You're too scared to try it anyway.
Yeah. So many people, again, this guy included, he was very, very sure. Like we are in the end times right now. Jesus is going to be coming back in our lifetime.
Your dog, you're running a little late.
But like
it's already over.
it's so many. Again, he sent me all these YouTube videos proving that this is the end times and stuff.
YouTube
like that.
And Facebook are the best places to get educated, man.
What without a doubt.
Wikipedia, also a good source.
But, like, I explained to him very carefully. I'm like, yeah, obviously, when you're looking at it like this, it looks like the end times. It looks like the world is going to end.
But not even that.
But if you, again, I believe to, without a doubt, that if you go on the internet and you have the intention to believe in the spaghetti
monster, you're going to find it.
You're going to find it. So as somebody who wants to see that the end times are coming, they will find it. Well, but I told him directly, I'm like, dude, people 200 years ago, 300, 400, 500, yeah. 1,000 years ago probably thought it was the end times because, like,
oh, yeah.
Oh my God, I saw a man make out with another man. What the fuck? Like, end times.
That's how they talk about it. Right. Yeah.
But no,
I always have a problem when people are like, oh my God, it's the end times are near. And first of all, like when people are like, oh, Donald Trump is the Antichrist, I'm like, no, because it literally says in Revelations that the Antichrist will fool the world into liking him. It literally says it.
Yeah.
And guess what? Half the population didn't like him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But even beyond that, it's like you destroy your own point for being a quote unquote good Christian.
Exactly.
If you're only living as a Christian to the point of which Jesus comes back, it shouldn't matter when he comes back because you're just going to live your
life
like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? You end up defeating your own purpose. It's like a snake that bites itself. You think you're eating, but you're actually starving.
Yeah.
Right? Whoa.
It's true, though.
Whoa.
Yet again, this is why we have Noah on the podcast right now.
I think my whole perspective on just religion in general is I believe in a God. I don't believe in hell. I just, you know, I think that we're all ignorant, and when we die, no matter who we are, we, you know, go to a higher level, and everything is understood there, and we move past it because none of it matters.
Yeah.
But, you know, you should still be a, you know, moral person.
Yes.
But you can't say that because you end up going to the argument like, what is moral?
Yeah,
exactly. Right? And here's the thing is that if we're going to describe ourselves as animals, because that's really all we are, we're just animals that are hella advanced. Which, by the way, we're super weak. We're the only animals that have to wear shoes.
I know.
Right, but, like, the problem is that if you go into, like, the what is moral and what's not moral, because you can't even say that, like, oh, killing another one of your species, you drop my phone.
Oh, my apologies, sir.
Right?
I prefer slut.
It's cool. I'm a month away from an upgrade. It doesn't matter. But, like here's the thing is that if you go into this moral argument, like, oh, well, you know, killing a member of your own species is immoral, I'm like, have you seen the animal kingdom?
Oh, yeah.
Do that all the time.
Yeah.
Some of them eat their own species.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, dude, sharks will eat their own babies.
Yeah.
Right? Sharks literally got to have, like, be throwing bows in the womb just to make it out alive.
We have a conscience, though. That's the difference.
But do we, though?
No, I think. This is something that I've been really fascinated
with. Porn addictions and stuff. we're very clearly.
I'm sure you could get a dolphin addicted to porn.
Well, no. We're very clearly victims to our own
awareness.
Yeah,
yes.
Right, yeah. We're victims to our own mind. Mm-hmm. But the difference is that our mind is aware of our addiction and we still do nothing about it.
Yeah. Well, again, going to consciousness and stuff like that. the way I see that. The way that I can best explain how I think of God is I always say, like, this is a buzzword of mine. I'll say, does the ant know?
BuzzFeed gave me a quiz and told me what religion I
am. I always say, like,
quiz and I'm garlic bread.
I'll say shit like, does the ant know it's an ant? Is the ant aware of the fact that it is an ant? And
that's a good question.
But the thing is,
aware,
exactly. Does
being
the ant know? But then we look at the ant and we see it completely different.
Yeah.
We are very aware of why the ant does the things that it does.
Yeah.
But does the ant know that? Does the ant know what we know? So then I look at it and I say, if there is a God out there, I would just say the consciousness is just that much higher. The ant is not aware of how we see the ant. And I believe that God, we are not aware of how God actually sees us. We can get remnants of it.
The Holy Book. Jimmy.
We get remnants of it. Like, yes, he cares for us. He loves us.
Right.
There's
like a father.
Yeah, unlimited amount of love that he has for us. And that's the best way that they can describe it in a way that we can somewhat understand. But of course, obviously, a lot of Christians out there fail miserably at the loving each other part.
You want to know what I do with
that? We hate each other because humans hate humans despite being social animals. Right? And just to hop back on your awareness trip for a second, right?
we are obviously aware of the fact that we are humans because mm-hmm. we can identify something absolutely. That is not a human. Yes. And obviously, ants can do the same as they attack things that aren't ants.
Yeah.
Right? The question is if you have the mental awareness or the conscious awareness to go, yes, I am an ant. I do this because this is what ants do. Mm-hmm. Or is it just pure instinct of, I'm an ant.
I'm a really simple man. Every time I see an ant and I have really deep moral questions about it,
I just
eat it because, you know, that's what nature intended.
It's that Minecraft mind to kill something, become it.
Well, I believe that the ant is...
To kill the ant, to understand the ant, I have to eat the ant, and then I will one day reincarnate as an ant.
Did I also mention I have food poisoning?
Well, I believe that the ant...
I eat other things.
This is the intentions of the ant. The ant is like, if I bring this crumb... To the nest or whatever, then maybe, just maybe, the queen will have sex with me. Like, that's what I mean.
All the worker ants are female. The male ants are just meant to mate with the queen.
Oh, those poor little... Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, my gosh,
sorry.
Is this a reverse harem anime?
It's fucking... It's... They're getting,
Women can work? What the fuck?
Hold on, what is this? Gender equality? That's weird.
Dude, it's just backwards.
We have just been canceled for the 15th time in about a half hour.
I got canceled about 5 minutes into that.
I said a word I shouldn't have said about an electronic device.
Fuck.
Yeah.
This is my YouTube apology.
I'm so sorry. My dog is dying, and I just felt the need to be racist.
It's a lot of stress. Hey, guys. T-Martin here. Sorry for tricking kids into gambling. That was an accident.
Sorry for punching my dog. He's just not really nice.
Sorry for, like,
but I'm rich. But I'm rich, so I will give out Amazon gift cards to everybody. Like, fuck it.
One for you.
Mr. Breast, please give me money. Have you not seen that YouTube comment? It's like a 9-year-old, and he's like, Mr. Breast, please give money.
Mr. Beast, please give breast.
I bet he's got some, like, fucking awesome tits on him.
Absolutely, you can't
some big mama milkers on there.
Okay,
can pay for the greatest t-shirts to cloak it.
Ant milkers,
dude, big ant milkers.
Ants have titties?
I'm telling you, we have these like these pseudo intellectual moments, and then we regress to just horny bunch.
No, listen, I'm over here to spin straight pearls.
Titties on ants, everybody.
No, but
that's my contribution.
There's probably deviant art out there right
don't,
now.
Don't. I've seen curves like
I've seen curvy airplane people on there.
This is how I view shit, like deviant art as a whole or whatever. When I see stuff, I'm like, that is fucking weird. Like,
where's
yeah,
my
ant, like curvy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I gotta. Whatever that does for some other person, I gotta figure that out. It must be great to pay $500 to get someone to draw that.
Exactly. The mystery of
$500 to draw.
You know, I draw this shit and it's disgusting, but I get more money than a salary man.
Internet
so,
money.
You know?
Yeah. But like the appreciation of you put so much work into this. You
and
clearly put so much work into something that is so bafflingly
more
stupid to me, in a way that I can respect that, you know? Oh shit!
You did it again.
Apologies. Oh wait, no, that was
no. Yeah, it's good. It was just the phone.
That's
it's because it's sitting on the GPU.
We were about to have to restart that.
Wait, no, something is unplugged.
What? Where?
Right down there.
Your headphones.
That's my headphones.
Oh,
yeah. It's still receiving sound.
Sorry, it's my fault.
This is something we're absolutely going to keep in.
Bad juju. Right, but even like, oh, let's bring the ant conversation to being aware of God's beauty. Right, but
my love for God is shown through my purchases of pumpkin spice lattes, like fucking
egg.
And
ant
pornography.
It's not human, so it's not lust. But you put human parts on it. Nope, not human.
Nope, it's an ant.
I am very disgusted in your activities. That's your problem.
I mean, I must be happy enough to be jacking off to ants. Mm. So.
It's not my fault. You're just not living the life. You're not doing it right, all right, guy? But, yeah. It's always been crazy to me to... I've always been an outdoor guy. Always
right.
been like an outdoorsman. Right, but it's crazy to see the accuracy in which things have been made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, how perfect something is made for a job. And I feel like that, to me, that actually led to a lot of my, like, depressive thoughts was, all of these things that are made to do one specific job.
Niche.
And
yeah,
they suit greatly, and I'm just sitting here borderline being like, honest to God, humans are apex predators, not because we're strong, but because we're smart.
Yeah.
Right? Look at monkeys, though. What do they do that's important?
Monkey stuff.
I just think sapiens in general are just really the only thing we have is we're adaptive. We don't have anything special.
Right. We've just managed to make it this far at this point now, but like to have everything have a specific job, like bees make flowers grow by having sex with them. Right? Just raw bee sex.
Ants make me grow by, putting their pictures on the internet.
Fucking it. Shoot. The title of this episode has to
do... Yeah, I know.
The title of this, episode is going to have to do with ants.
It is. Just big ant milker.
Right, but no. But like it's been most of... It's crazy because we spend most of our young lives being told what we're going to do and what we're meant to be doing in this world.
And then they're like, I actually figure it out.
Yeah, right? And like for example, I wanted to be a, this is going to sound super gay, a herpetologist.
I want to be a paleontologist.
Herpes?
Oh my God, entology.
Fuck yeah, man.
Well,
Scientology, dude. Study of science.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Herpetology is the study of reptiles. I love reptiles.
Fantastic.
I always have. Right, but through the education system and, my ADHD and not being able to focus in class, I was told I wasn't going to be able to do anything And so they tried to shoehorn me into, random trades and be like, well, do you like this? And I'm like, no, not really.
Yeah, they tried to shoehorn me into engineering. And I was like, you realize you have to be, good at school to do that too, right?
Yeah, now I'm a mechanic.
Mm.
I work on cars.
I like cars.
I like trains.
Ooh, car titties. There we go. Yeah, if we're talking about
Jamie,
Kirby
planes.
Kirby planes. Oh my God, that Corvette.
Jamie, they put titties on cars. Pull that off. Come on, go to Google.
All right, we're gonna take a quick little break so I can use the bathroom because I got
doing
shit.
What I said, right?
Sure.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Be right back. So on that note, after shitting out a demon,
champion.
See again, we're talking about religion and stuff like that, and honestly, sometimes the proper way to alleviate yourself from the grasp of the devil himself
is to take
a massive shit.
While he's grabbing your feet, shitting. We're doing it again, man. We're devolving. It's like evolving, but backwards.
Shoot, honestly, this is a question that I really do want to ask you and really figure out what you have to say about this. Because I know Christians who are on both sides of the coin.
To be on the fence with my badass.
How old do you think the universe is?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. Big brain moment.
Okay.
Ready? We're going to go into time.
Okay.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna talk through a computer now.
Titties, and titties.
Shit, I broke the keyboard.
I'm not actually saying this.
I'm just imagining him coming in on his chair and he's covered in ants.
He gets hacked, starts doing movies off the same.
Yet again, we start off on really intelligent stuff, and then we just go to brain mush.
It's amazing.
Is the universe?
Yes.
Right.
Obviously going towards the response question. Yeah.
Like, why does it matter?
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
I cannot definitively tell you how old the universe is. I just know it fucking exists.
Right.
Dude, the universe does not make sense. Nothingness is expanding. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That's whatever. NASA's lying. Mm-hmm. Mark Zuckerberg is actually a space plane.
He's a giant space airplane.
He's a giant space airplane with titties, and he's on DeviantArt. this is my perspective, because I've met some Christians who are very hardcore. Oh, it's 6,000 years old, exactly like the Bible said.
Doesn't make a goddamn lick of sense.
At all.
Doesn't say that.
It's like... People take the beginning of Genesis so unbelievably literally, and could it have literally happened? I don't know. Maybe. It could have. But it doesn't really matter. at the end of the day, does it really matter? And
I mean, yes and no.
In the belief of a God,
does it affect my life on a daily basis? No. Of
no,
course it doesn't. Obviously. Will it ever? Not at all. Right? But I
just
feel
the fact that it exists or doesn't is the only thing.
Right? Exactly. But I think a big problem with, especially with Christianity, especially Pentecostal Christians and stuff like that, is we feel such a need to justify our belief.
Yeah.
Right, which is important. You have to be able to justify what you believe in.
Yeah.
You know?
But justify it for yourself, not for the masses. People. Yeah.
Right, because I remember, like, there was, like, a huge phase in the mid-2000s. Sorry, mm-hmm. I was burping. But, right, in the mid-2000s where everybody was just hyper hardcore improving it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, I guess we just got tired of being called dumb mm-hmm. or, like, being called, like, weird for it. And we're like, no, here's the justification for what I believe. And I'm like, well, if you really believe it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I don't care what Joe Schmo down the street thinks of me. I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
I know his name is Joe Schmo, but I don't know anything beyond that.
Yeah.
Why do we let other people's thoughts and actions based on what we believe affect us in that nature?
Mm-hmm.
To the point where you almost bounce off of what you're thinking and leave mm-hmm. the track you're supposed to be on.
We attach our ego and our thoughts and our opinions so close to us.
Yeah.
That any opposing view, and again, I'm guilty of this. Everybody's guilty of this.
No, I'm not perfect.
But like, again,
I am just a Davidian sculpture.
When you hear somebody just like disagree, when you hear somebody disagreeing with something that you believe very, very soundly, it feels like a personal attack. When it really isn't. It isn't at all.
Yeah, even if they intend it to be an attack, it shouldn't be.
Exactly.
Like, right, just walk it off. Don't be a nerd.
Yeah. It's... And when it comes to stuff like the age of the universe, again, the biggest thing when I was, you know, because I grew up very Christian, the biggest thing when I'm like, you know, I think this doesn't really make a lot of sense regarding to the age of the universe. When you realize, hey, that universe is several, you know, 100 billion light years away.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're like, oh, wait a minute. Light years.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Right, and like all the mathematics.
Yeah.
Right, but like, it.
You good?
Taking over here. You're like Obama. It. My little mirror. Michelle, get the baby oil.
And then Joe comes in. Oh, no, Joe, go away, man. You're embarrassing me.
Joe, get the baby oil. Don't forget this time.
Okay, I'm dying, but okay. Like,
Joe, read the damn card.
I don't know how to read. Oh, Brock.
There's a tattoo cream. I was like, where is this?
Shit.
But like, there's two ways to live your life as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You either live by the book, or you spend all your time reading what's outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Now it's important to have a balance,
mm-hmm.
right? Because there is like there, so there's something called the study of hermeneutics, right? Mm-hmm. And hermeneutics is the way that we are to interpret the Bible.
Yeah.
Right. And based on that, some people live both within and outside of the spectrum that they're supposed to. And you're like, it's borderline unhealthy obsession.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. If the Lord tells you, right, if God tells you that, like, oh, this is what we believe and this is why we believe it. If you believe that he is almighty and his word is final, why do you feel the need to go outside of that information?
Exactly.
There is no need. Right. If God looks at you and goes, I am all you're ever going to need. I am everything for you. Why are you going outside of him to find something? There's no purpose. Yeah. You stab yourself in the back every time. Right. It's like portal. Like you look through the portal, you stab yourself in the back. You're like, who did that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that hurts.
He's the enemy.
Like, come on.
You know, it's just like stuff like that. It's real inconsistencies. And obviously growing up in the church and being the son of pastors, obviously, I've aligned myself with my parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Not giving their names. Even though you just type in my last name or something. Right?
I don't think I ever said your last name yet, so I think we're good. Yeah.
Right? But it's like, obviously, I aligned myself, but I've experienced all sorts of the parts of different spectrum of Christianity. And one thing that I've noticed is that we spend all of our time saying he's wrong, they're wrong, she's mm-hmm. wrong, it doesn't matter. Yet we forget to have any sort of like self-interaction and go, you know, have I like looked into what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And even to the point where like we completely misinterpret or, you know, go a good old fashioned child on the ground, let the plane go right over our head and completely miss it. Right. Like the point of like, oh, this is wrong. Why are we going out of our way to hate people who don't know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. If you don't know, how do I hate you? Like it's ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
It's our arrogance fueled by other people's ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing that I've always gotten from this one individual, not saying a name, but this person is very much like, as long as you lean into the Bible fully and you fully believe, like you just completely give yourself away, it will work. It worked for me. Da, 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 da. Shut up, no. Yeah. It's like I told them. I'm like,
you know how much has been lost in translation anyway?
Yeah.
Bro, well, not even to that you extent.
Interpret it.
You spend all your time in the book, you develop no application skills.
Exactly. It's yeah. Really like life skills. Yeah.
I can read all I want. I can read that mechanic textbook all I want.
Mm-hmm.
But if I never take the time to develop the skill mm-hmm. and apply it to what I'm doing, then there's no point.
Exactly.
Congratulations, you're reading for information, not for skill.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Your lack of interaction is not going to be allowed as an excuse for your failure to do your job.
Absolutely.
If your job is to spread the love of Christ, why are we hating people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If God is supposed to be the all-knowing lover, why do we have signs that say God hates you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's when you really break it down to that level, again, there will be multiple Christians. Well, God is love. Oh my gosh, God is love. God is love. Like
Shrek is
but
love.
Like,
Shrek is love.
Exactly. Like they will Shrek justify hates. It.
Shrek. It's the Westboro Baptist Church, but like with Shrek everywhere.
Shrek hates you.
Just a naked.
Shrek hates gingerbread people. Shrek hates
gingerbread's going to hell.
just a Shrek naked Shrek on a
all
cross and stuff like a huge fucking wing out like
right. We're devolving.
But like again, there's the notion of well, you don't believe like me, so I see that as a personal attack. But like it's okay to just let people say. Hey, again, me, I believe to an extent. I can see, like, okay, I can see why this works with my own personal experiences. I apply that to my spiritual beliefs.
Yeah.
But as soon as somebody's like, well, as long as you do it exactly like me, you'll be perfect. You will be the complete Christian. I'm
yeah.
like, no. Are you
that's
kidding?
Not achievable.
I mean, here's my thing is we want to play this. And I hate when people say, like, it's up to interpretation. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything. And this
oh, no, not everything, no.
This is where hermeneutics comes in, mm-hmm. is understanding what is to be taken literally and what is not.
Exactly.
Right? And I hate when people...
Maybe the mark of the beast isn't a vaccine.
Yeah.
There you go.
Guys, are you telling me that this vaccine isn't Satan?
Well, zoinkity zoinks,
put that
man.
On fucking Facebook and see what happens.
Right? But it's like... Oh god! There you go. I figured it. I found
yeah.
it. I like lost the train and then immediately found it. Right? Is you like you when you have a dream where you this entire cast is just gonna be like outdated by right? But especially when it comes to religion, like you can find this in other things.
Yeah.
But especially with, like, religion, I hate it when people bring up, like, if we went by the Bible, we'd still be stoning gay people. I'm like, see, that's the problem, is that you're arguing...
The Bible didn't want you to do that.
Right.
Exactly.
It was more of an example of what not to do.
Yeah.
Like, for example, kids, I'm shooting heroin right now. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Right? No. But it's like, it was... They use this as, like, the staple point, and I love it because every time they say it, like, they make this face, like, mic drop. I'm like, no, because you've dropped it, and now I'm picking it back up.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it right back in your
they
face.
They were wrong when
right?
they did that.
A, they were wrong, but B, you need to understand the separation between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Absolutely.
The Old Testament is God's original promise, which we did not keep our end of,
yeah.
And then the New Testament is God's new promise after Jesus died. He literally looked at him, and he's like... You know, I get it. You guys suck on your own. So I'm literally leaving you the Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
to help you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? If you decide not to listen, that's your deal, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And like, in obviously following that like line of thinking, I also don't like it when people are like, God sends you to hell. No, he does not. You when you go to hell, right, it is due to separation from God, not only from spirit-led activity, but also physical activity.
Mm.
Right, there are things that we are supposed to abstain from. And obviously, you know, everybody has their struggles. I did
yeah.
drugs for an extended period of time.
Mm.
Right, not a fan. I've been clean for 6 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. No, like it wasn't easy, but understanding that it's something that needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
right? The understanding that I have now from being addicted to something,
mm-hmm.
right? The literal need for something
mm-hmm.
to the point where your body's fighting you to get it,
mm-hmm.
right, is kind of disturbing. And I feel like a lot of people have this towards their own logic. Right, I'm addicted to people that think like me. Why? Because then I'm always right.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I'm always
it's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
If I'm
it's
right,
confirmation bias. At
right.
That
it's
point.
Straight up. Honestly, it's the political spectrum. No.
Echo chambers, man.
Yeah. It's. But again, I don't.
Are you telling me? No, because I get to be alone and have somebody say hello.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
hello.
Oh.
Hello.
To reiterate on your.
Michelle, where am I?
To go on yeah, your perspective to go on to your perspective of hell again, I we view hell as a very different thing. We can I can formally say that. But the thing is, we can disagree on that perspective and function as human beings.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly
like,
fine.
Like, for me, like, it's always been, like, I just don't believe in that. I believe that the God I believe in is so all-loving that regardless of what mistakes we make, we, like I said, when we move on, we reach a point where he tells us in a way that only he can make us understand, and it truly changes us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, like, the thing is, like, when it comes to morals, because you still need those. Where do you get them? Don't do to other people what you don't want done to yourself.
I think
which can still be skewed.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes. And the problem is I find this
that's
a lot, especially
a thing, so.
Especially in youth ministry.
Yeah,
right. Is that we've created a system where nobody believes on their own, and you're completely dependent on your pastor.
Exactly, yeah,
right. And you almost idolize this person as this all knowing being, when in reality, like it do. It's like,
yeah, it's ironic.
It's like having upper management instead of going straight to HR. Like, no, that is not your keyhole.
Yeah.
God, you are your keyhole.
At that point, it's no longer the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
They just help you learn how to turn
the
key, man.
The Holy Ghost and the pastor.
It's Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, Pastor Mark. Like, no.
Fucking Mark.
God, Mark, asshole. But it's like, it's gotten to a point where we really do, we idolize our pastors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And don't get me wrong, you know, a pastor's work is never done. When you're a pastor, you operate both in and outside of your church.
Yeah.
Right? It is about community. It's about, you know, putting in the grind and getting those hours, pulling a rock. No. Right? No, but it's like, it really is. It's about community. We've done the complete opposite of what the church is supposed to do in scenarios like this. We are supposed to give the shirt off of our back, and we've completely turned our back on the world as if we are the savior.
Mm-hmm.
No, churches are supposed to be outward focused. The church is not for the saints and churchgoers inside.
It's for everyone.
The people outside.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. The church's main purpose is to train the saints to go out and do their job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. And nobody's doing their job because I don't want to be awkward. Blue hair girls. I don't know how to use the internet.
She said she doesn't believe in what I believe in. So
they voted for Biden. They smoke weed.
Right.
They're attracted to ants with titties. Like,
it's a complete bastardization of what we're supposed to be.
Exactly.
And it's disappointing.
Well, it's what Josiah said before. Like, a church should resemble a homeless shelter more than a business.
Yeah.
Right. And not naming any names, you know where I'm talking
about.
Without
a doubt.
Yes. Absolutely.
I got to take you here sometime, man.
Is it the one where they had the one guy come in and said some homophobic things?
Oh, that was a different one.
Okay. And then the pastor owned up. He's like, yeah, I didn't know that would happen. That guy, no, he's not coming back.
Yeah. Right. But
Anyway, sorry, man.
My dad used to be a pastor at a church. He was a music pastor for 22 years, and now they're senior pastors. Love my parents to death.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, We were at a church once, and it's crazy because nobody else, like, I say this and they're like, there's no way. Like, I've been living behind this curtain my entire life. I know this stuff, right? It's crazy because I could walk into a church and immediately point out drama because I already know just based on what's going on.
Yeah.
Right. But we were at this church, and this said senior pastor is frankly not good at what he does. He literally treats the church like it's a company. It's not about how many butts are in the seats. It's about the fact that there are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And frankly, if there aren't any butts in your seats, then go out and get them.
Yeah.
Right. It's Instagram bots. But I remember this situation specifically. Right. Mm-hmm. Because you can be a Christian and still be a bad person. I hate that.
Yeah.
I live with that my entire life, dude. I am obviously... Nobody else can see
it. I think everyone's seen it firsthand.
I'm the black sheep of my family.
Yeah.
If you look at my family and then look at me, they're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? I drank, I smoked, I did everything my brothers did. And I remember I had a huge problem with my older brother because he was the golden example. And I just knew I was never going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And obviously, I've kind of collected myself and figured out who I am as a person. But that's besides the point. Throw it to the side. Tears away. Right? But, I've seen it, and so the problem was so my dad built a drum cage for this church, right? And you know what drum cage I'm talking about because it's still there to this day.
Yeah.
He built it about 5 years ago, right? And I remember him coming out of his office and walking into the sanctuary, and he looked at my dad after my dad worked for 12 hours, right, through the night. I was there the whole time, so I'm vibing, bro. right? He looked at my dad and goes, it's not done yet after doing nothing. My dad is saving this man thousands of dollars, saving the church building thousands of dollars just so this man could go on a vacation to another country for an entire week. By the way, he did it twice in one year.
He's done it three times
this year so far. It's a missionary church.
He's done it three times this year so far.
I love it because we're like, he did it and nobody knows who we're talking about. He's done it three times, and I every time I see it, I'm like, what else could that money have been used for? Yeah. Right? With the homeless population in that city?
Yes.
It's through the roof. Right? It's ridiculous. What else could we have used that money for? It's storming. It's getting ready to snow. Dog, you could do something as simple as buying socks for homeless shelters. Yeah. Right? And it would still be cheaper than going on vacation.
Yeah. Yep. Again,
right?
It's like,
actually one of the most requested items in homeless
shelters. Oh, yeah.
Socks and
underwear. Well, it's like in war, too. Like, when they would need socks all the time.
Tootsie Rolls.
But again, Tootsie Rolls with, like, the little, like, pin-up girl in the wrapper. Because that's what soldiers want.
But, like, when you... Again, when you really think about it, do you really need to go to Paris for 3 weeks? Do you
Paris, really not name specific locations?
I don't want to go there.
It's fine. I'll leap it out if it's necessary. But, like, do you really need to go there for that long?
Oh, Jesus.
You're doing no benefit to your church. No need at all. You're doing no benefit to your community. And you're doing no benefit to the world around you. You're posting Instagram pictures.
Right.
I was going to say
go to Haiti.
Oh,
right
shit,
now,
here, wait.
Maybe don't do that right now.
Here's some other hot tea saying, oh my gosh, look at my beautiful wife, the one that you've cheated on multiple times with. Yes, we get it, man. Fuck off. Like, I'll bleep that one out.
Are we talking about the same person?
Yes, we are. We are.
Damn.
Dude, I got background information from one other person that's given me some good.
Bro, you want to know what's even worse than that? This pastor actually said something in front of me while I was over, because I was at one point best friends with the son. I'm really happy more because the son's kind of a cock.
But he resembles a cock too, you know?
So. Yeah, that whatever. whenever he wears hoodies, dude. Dickhead. Dickhead. No. But right.
That's why you're not allowed over there anymore.
I actually knocked this guy out while at his son's birthday party. I'll tell that story in a second. But I went over to his house and he referred to his wife's rump as he said, he literally looked at me and said, yeah, my wife's got a little black booty.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I remember you
talking. Keep in mind, everybody in that household is white. Mm-hmm. Not a single drop of anything
else. As if the shape of your ass is ethnicity specific, too.
Right. I'm like, that's a little racist, but whatever. Right. And it's funny because this was actually the same birthday party.
Wow.
But to keep in mind, at the time I was like 15, could you imagine saying that not only to a member of your church body, another pastor's kid? With other children in the room who are under the age of 10.
Yeah, these kids are just going to start saying that. Like, yeah.
Right. Could you?
She's got a black ass.
Dude, kids are parrots, man. You said anything from them, repeat it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I remember because he said that, and I had a huge issue with it. I called my parents. I'm like, hey, can you come pick me up? I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
Right? And that, I remember.
But no, you're the bad guy. You're the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy, right?
Without a doubt.
I'm the bad guy because I'm questioning, you know, their sexual preferences or whatever. Right. And I remember talking to him. I'm like, hey, I was really uncomfortable with that comment you made. And he just said, well, it's my wife. I can say that. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's how we're operating.
Yeah.
I said, well, this church fucking sucks. And he's like, you can't say that. I'm like, it's my words. I can say whatever I want. It's my church. I can say whatever I want about
it. Exactly.
Right. I'm like, you have to understand that there is a public eye watching you at all times, dude. You be fucking glad you said that in the comfort of your own home. Cause you say that anywhere else, you are fucked.
Yeah.
It's over. Your career is done, Mr. fucking phone line guy. Yeah, I could totally see his ass being a fucking over the phone salesman because he sells shit.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Well, these charismatic pastors are no longer really like pastors at this point. They're showmen. They're showmen.
And don't get me wrong. Sometimes you have to sell.
Absolutely.
To people,
absolutely.
But you have to sell it correctly. We're selling such a false savior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nowadays. Yeah. And it's frankly, it's disappointing.
But on that note, we passed the hour mark and
damn.
Yeah, we fucking hit some good points.
Talked about religion
and tits.
Yes,
dude. Name this episode, my aunt tits religion.
Jesus Christ. Well, thank you so much for anybody who stuck around this long for whatever reason.
We all actively hate you. We know your address.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And I won't formally say this is the first episode of season 2 of Pastor Bedtime, but I will say this is definitely a bonus episode that we really fell at the spur of the moment. Because Noah lives a very good distance away
like
from
3 hours away.
Yeah. So we really wanted to do something special. As soon as we sat down.
Noah lives on High Street in Cleveland, Ohio. House number 364.
Ha, definitely don't
fact,
visit
I'm
there.
Homeless.
We found him under a bridge with a needle stuck in his arm.
He was tripping. Tripping fucking bomb.
Yeah, in all honesty, thank you so much, Noah, for coming on here.
No problem.
Honestly,
no,
dropping the... some of the hardest facts that have ever been spoken.
I'd love
show.
To come back anytime.
Man. Absolutely,
dude,
man.
I'd love to do this again,
just,
too.
You have to come pick me up because my mom's
gonna right, pick him up off the side of the highway again.
All right, man. But
my thumbs up in the air, waves showing.
All right, just stay in drugs. Don't go to school. Goodbye.
That's the words.